Hey folks, happy hump day. It's your old friend Jack, and we have a return of the discussion about blog cancellation fees. Yes, if you stop subscribing to my blog, I'm going to charge you a cancellation fee. I'm going to find you, and I'm going to send you an email with a fee of $25. Unless you give me 30 days notice. I know, it's the most ridiculous thing you've heard in a while. Almost as much fun as the guy who talks about finding 5,000 tons of bananas to strike fear and terror in the hearts of those who irritate him. Namely, the upstairs neighbor who walks like he's got bowling balls on his feet. I'm telling you, the guy weighs a buck 50, yet he walks so goddamn heavy, I'm afraid he's going to come through the ceiling. Sometimes I look up, and I expect to see a pair of legs sticking through. And let me tell you, if I ever do, I'm going to jump up, I'm going to grab him by the ankles, and I'm going to yank, and I'm going to pull his skinny ass right through the ceiling. Hopefully he won't be while he's taking a shower, because I don't want all the water, let alone naked man, strange naked man in my apartment. All right, so let's clarify a few things. I'm not drunk. I'm not high. I'm not really overtired. I'm just feeling kind of silly. It's just one of those nights where I'm getting all sorts of strange emails. Strange and bizarre. It's just it's one of those nights where you wonder if there's a full moon out. There really should be a full moon as far as I know, but I haven't been outside in a little while, so who the hell knows? Oh boy, you gotta love life. You gotta just grab it by the balls and love life. Assuming you have balls. So, my 7-year-old nephew wants my help, speaking of balls, because he says, "What happens, Uncle Jack, if you hurt your wiener?" It's one of those questions that, honestly, I've dealt with before. He's not the first young child to ask this question. Having a son, it's something I've handled before. Not literally handled, but I've had this discussion. Boy, that doesn't sound good when you start talking about handling young children. So in any case, excuse me while I chuckle. I told him to be gentle with it and to try not to do things that might hurt it. And he said, "What might hurt it?" And I took it seriously. And I said, you know, don't pound it, don't pull too hard, don't poke it or bend it in directions it's not meant to go in. And I tried to say it, you know, in my best dad voice and straight face, you know, again, I'm his uncle. but, you know, it's sometimes these conversations are just, they're just humorous, just funny. You know, it reminds me of when my son was around 4 or 5, maybe slightly older. He was talking about how everybody has veins in their body. And he says, "Dad, we have veins in our butt. Do you want to see mine?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Well, I want to check yours." And I said, "I don't think you really want to." And he said, "No, really, I want to. Bend over." And he started walking over. I was fully clothed. And I looked at this boy, and I said, "Don't put your head too close. I had Mexican for dinner." Oh, yeah. So, we're almost done with this recording, and I appreciate those who've actually listened through it. So, we've talked about cancellation fees for unsubscribing to the blog. We've talked about bowling ball feet, you know, the guy above me. We've talked about 7-year-olds and their questions, as well as other questions that are funny. And we'll finish this by saying it's very important to engage with your audience and to mix it up and give them something entertaining. So that's what I'm doing here. I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that. And I'll see you around cyberspace.